Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
It's 11 trivia questions on words that have two Z's in them. It sounds hard, but it's really not that hard. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you guys so much for checking out the show, and thanks for telling a friend about what I do. You can find all about me and live events that are starting to pop up in person, usually outdoors around Southern California, at triviawithbuds.com, and you can play my nightly live stream every single night for the last 175 days in a row on Facebook and YouTube Live. That's youtube.com/triviawithbuds or facebook.com/triviawithbuds or Ryan Buds. Thanks for hanging out and playing every night. I am giving away prizes every night on those live streams, and we have some crazy ones, including this 4-pack of movies. This week, I've been giving away all different kind of themed prizes. So like last night, we gave away all koozies to hold your beer and keep it colder, or your drink, your can, bottle, whatever. The other night, we gave away all bookmarks. We gave away all stickers. Tonight, we're giving away all crazy movies. And this is a 4-movie set all on one disc featuring the movies The Black Hole, Final Days of Planet Earth, The Last Sentinel, and Supernova. The late, great Luke Perry and Peter Fonda are both in Supernova, which is very weird because it looks terribly photoshopped. And Final Days has Daryl Hannah. So got some stars in some of these crazy movies, and you can win these by playing trivia with me every night. So come and play on Facebook, on YouTube, and win stuff like that movie set. Today's episode is called Catch Some Z's. All the answers in this round contain double Z's. So it'll be some kind of clue about a word. And remember, all of your answers will have two Z's somewhere in the word. We're going to jump into 11 of those right now. Here we go. All right, everyone, it's Catch Some Z's. Try not to fall asleep while you play. Number one, we're looking for winter whiteout. What is a word that has two Z's that would match the clue of winter whiteout? Number one. Number two, we have woozy. Number two, the word woozy has a single Z. What's another word like woozy that has two Z's? Number two. And number three, just the word jigsaw. Jigsaw. Number three, jigsaw. Number four, music of Davis or Coltrane. Number four, music of Davis or Coltrane. Number four. And number five, common word for scavenger bird. Number five, common word for scavenger bird. Number five. Number six, to steal money from your workplace. You don't want to get caught doing this. Number six, to steal money from your workplace. Number six. Number seven, the sound of bacon cooking in the pan. Number seven, the sound of bacon cooking in the pan. And number eight, to wolf down a beverage. Number eight, to wolf down a beverage. Number nine, Italian cheese used on pizza. Number nine, Italian cheese used on pizza. And number 10, celebrity picture takers. Number 10, celebrity picture takers. Your bonus for Catch Some Z's is headgear for a scary dog. Headgear for a scary dog. And those are all the questions for Catch Some Z's. Kind of an easier round today, but hopefully got your brain working in the right direction to get your day started right. We'll be right back in just a second with the Catch Some Z's answers. We are back with the answers to Catch Some Z's. Let's see if you got them all correct. Number one, we had winter whiteout. That was, of course, a blizzard. Number one, blizzard. Don't get caught in a blizzard. Number one. Number two, Catch Some Z's. Number two, woozy. Another word for that is dizzy. Dizzy, dizzy dinosaur. Who remembers that game where the dinosaur would knock over all your pieces and it spun around and ran across the board? Late 80s. Great game. Number three, jigsaw. Of course, was puzzle. Not the killer from Saw, but a puzzle, although he had puzzles. Number three. Number four, music of Davis or Coltrane would be jazz, jazz musicians. Number four. Number five, Catch Some Z's, common word for scavenger bird is buzzard. They will pick apart the dead and eat them and circle around. Buzzards, number five. Number six, to steal money from your workplace is embezzle. Number six, embezzle. Number seven, the sound of bacon cooking in the pan, a sizzle. Maybe you've gone to eat at the Sizzler somewhere. There's a lot of shut down Sizzlers in California. I seem to drive by quite a few of them. Number eight, to wolf down a beverage would be guzzle. Guzzle down a Gatorade after a basketball game. I almost said a sporting match. That's how much I don't watch sports. Guzzle down a nice Gatorade after a sporting match. Number nine, Italian cheese used on pizzas, mozzarella. Mozzarella. And number 10, celebrity picture takers, paparazzi. They will do anything to get those baby and couple pictures and things. Number 10, paparazzi. And the bonus for 2 points, headgear for a scary dog, muzzle. Muzzle. So those were all your answers for today's quiz on Catching Some Z's. If it's late at night, maybe it's time for you to catch some Z's. Some people do use my voice to fall asleep, I've been told. And I feel like that might be a diss, but maybe a compliment if you have a hard time going to sleep like I do. So I will take it. And I will give this to you, fact of the day. Fact of the day for today is in Japan, it's possible to buy watermelons shaped like pyramids. Look it up. They have triangular 3D watermelons that are shaped like pyramids. Go find them. That would be fun to eat and maybe easier to cut. I don't know. We'll find out. I'll have to have one day. It's like that weird cotton candy grapes. Have you ever had those? They have them at Trader Joe's sometimes. Cotton candy flavored grapes. Look it up. I've never had them, but it sounds interesting. That is today's episode, guys. Thank you for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you next time for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.